You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. Oh, yes. All right. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Ooh, coming in hot. I had like two sips of tea before coming in here, but it's freezing cold. So I walk over from Ball Square, and that's what wakes me up. This is one of those days that I have like an extra layer on, because it's one of those days that you just like can't get warm somehow. It's not that cold. Mid-20s, that's February. I'll take it. But I don't know. Something is happening. Anyway, great playlist. Sorry I missed you last week. We had a snowstorm that basically didn't come. Not even basically. It just didn't come. We didn't get anything. But you know, the weather people, they're out there. They're working hard. Fellow members of the proletariat, I cannot attack their veracity all the time. It's winter. It's going to be cold. And if it snows, hey, great. This playlist has been inspired by a ski trip I took last weekend. Shout out to Phil and Thomas. The boys! All right, let's get in there. My own heart, let me have more have pity on. Let's start that again. My own heart, let me more have pity on. Let me live to my sad self hereafter kind, charitable, not live this tormented mind with this tormented mind tormenting yet. I cast for comfort, I can no more get by groping round my comfortless than blind eyes in their dark can day or thirst can find. Thirsts all in all in a world of wet. Soul, self, come, poor Jack self. I do advise you, jaded, let be. Call off thoughts a while elsewhere, leave comfort root room. Let joy seize at God knows when God knows what, whose smiles not rung, see you. Unforeseen times rather, as skies between pie mountains, lights a lovely mile. Hey, you're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Tough Freeform Radio. My name's Nate, if we've never met. This is a good introduction to, like, sort of my whole deal. Those Jungle started the show. Sunshine, 200 grand, fun music video. If you want to watch that music video, a lot of fun. Definitely a throwback to, like, 2011 or something. If you want to really get the 2011 vibes. I don't know exactly when that song came out. It's also a Canadian band, so 2011 might be 2019. I don't know. It's a real time dilation that happens when you cross the border, especially like the rural border. It's great. To You by Young Wonder, Vacationer, Be With You. During that Vacationer song, I read poorly the word salad Gerald Manley Hopkins poem, My Own Heart Let Me More Have Pity On. I'm trying to get better at reading this stuff, and there's no stakes quite like the stakes of radio. So, just making myself read it into the microphone helps me with my cadence, because that's the number one thing. It's cadence. It's not even respecting the punctuation, because there's a lot, especially that second stanza here. Manly is like, he's shifting gears quite a bit, and he's a real word person, for sure. But it's just tough, because you get the M dashes, a la Emily Dickinson, who is like, I don't know, influenced by, but sort of 200-300 years, her predecessor. And then just like, I don't know, between pie mountains, between pie, one word, that's tough. That's just going to be tough on everybody. But anyway, Hopkins, dealing with the fact that his own grief is the thing that is letting him know he's alive, but it is life that is supplying that grief. Poetry is the way to explore that crisis, that clash, and he was one of the best. It's just tough because you're sitting here and you're like, how do I get in there on this? And the only way really is to just read it and to think about it. And I love that because it gives you a reason to think, which we don't have a lot of those anymore. And poems, man. I want to thank Anton for listening, and all the other people who are listening. Do a little bit more promotion on the show. 9 a.m. I love this spot. I just love this spot. 9 a.m. is where Nate lives. 8? No. In 10, I'm kind of thinking about other stuff, I'll be honest with you. Like, the rest of my day starts happening at 10. 9 is the good time. A lot of really fun music coming up here. And, yeah, I might have some guests, too. This turns out to be a good time slot for many of the Denzians in the Somerville, Boston, Southie, Roslindale area. So come on the show. It's a lot of fun. And also, I have a new phone. It's great. It's different. But Molly called my old phone a piece of trash. And not facetiously. She's like, that belongs in the trash. Like, usually, you know, we'll put our old phones in the drawer in case of emergencies. That phone, which got me 8 years. Just over 8 years I had that phone. It is a piece of trash. It's great. And I'll see you out there. All right, more Music X.
Not much of a future in getting old. making up for lost time. Where'd you put it? Waking up at the scene of the crime. I knew I should've. I knew you would've. If we both knew we could've. If the situation let me. But don't forget me. And I'm out of the future in letting yourself get old. When you hide the highs and just live the low. You learn to blend that little heart of yours turn black.
Thank you, Blackheart.
Hey, what's up? No, you're not listening to the introduction to on the Town. It's not On the Town. There's a WGBH song that uses loud pipes by Rat-A-Tat, which is playing in the background as like their like intro. For the uninitiated, WGBH is like the local NPR station and like very much takes digs at WBUR for being like more of a national station. It's like, oh yeah, you can listen to those like syndicated programs, or you can listen to like why this pile of rocks is still at the Leechmere station, despite the fact that Mara Healey said it would be gone. We're asking the questions everyone's afraid to ask. WGBH. And I catch a little bit of it because it's my alarm in the morning. I have an old school alarm clock because I do that thing where my phone is in a different room. I am bragging at this point. And I just catch a little bit. So it's usually just like the quick hits. It's a lot of fun. And it is always fun to hear this song literally right in the morning. Also want to share with you in the studio today, there's like a roll of toilet paper sitting on the desk. It looks like a mug. And so I keep reaching for it instinctively because I think it's full of tea. Because if you know me, I don't drink coffee, but I do drink an obscene amount of tea. And it's sort of just like an all-day thing. I would probably shrivel up like a raisin if I didn't drink so much tea because I don't drink water or any other of those things. And I'm actually kind of too like a real contrarian when it comes to hydration outside of physical activity or labor. It's like, what are you doing drinking that water? If you're thirsty, drink some water, but if you're not, whatever. Also, water fountains. There's a water fountain here in Curtis Hall, which makes it my favorite building here at Tufts, because I don't like the way that society is going where we all have to carry water bottles. What about in the 90s when we really just figured out, like, let's just put the water fountains in the places that we're going to be. That way, I don't have to carry anything, which I have kind of a specific disdain for carrying anything. I don't even like carrying a backpack around. Anything in my pockets. Ideally, I'm wearing like a jumpsuit with nothing in the pockets. That's like my ideal situation. Jumpsuits because I think they're cool and you don't have to worry about a belt. And then number two, I just don't like anything in my pockets, nothing on my back, none of that. Just free of just like, I don't know, stuff. Fake shark, real zombie, painted gold. 2013. Ooh, I'm back there. Kings of Leon. Yeah, I'm really back there. 2004. Kings of Leon. Great Wikipedia read. And also sort of a great band to like experience in real time of being like the biggest band ever and then being like, we're not going to do this anymore. And then kind of coming back, you know. And then The Hunches with A Flower in the Ending. I'm going to come back here with some No Age, which my only story about No Age is one time I used to work at a music listening room called Under the Couch. It used to be called the Music Listening Room, and it was called Under the Couch because it was awesome. I had some friends from that time period over at my house. We watched some old videos from some cleanup days. Anton, there's some footage of you out there that definitely got to check out soon. And it's just like, I don't know, blast from the past. But I remember walking in there and like the speakers were all gravelly and stuff like that. And I was like, what's going on here? And the person who was running the board was like, this is No Age. And I was like, it's not. It's not New Age. So maybe let's get this fixed. All right, here we go. This is New Age. We'll be right back.
feel good.
Yeah, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, 91.5 FM, or WMFO.org. Thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks for using the internet. It really needs you to be on it right now, you know? We had No Age with the song Eraser. The Rest Will Follow and Ellipses, and You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead. A real intense band. And a real great use of the ellipses punctuation, because I think, like, I don't know, if you're going to imply violence, the ellipses sort of allows you to put that there without saying anything. And the mystery is way scarier than, like, any sort of specific thing that they could name themselves. So cool, cool, hard name. I Want to Go by Summer Heat, a song that I couldn't find in our database. The name of the album is About a Feeling. I found it searching through music and labels, but I don't have the label. So there's that. I just, like, added it on here. The streaming service that I use to play music, which I pay for, does not have the labels. And then I Feel Good by Erling, which demonstrates a pretty fun amount of, like, home recording. Because there is a point in that song where you can tell that they just have a regular microphone recording. I think it's a cowbell, or like the specific bell part of a cymbal, and you can hear the static that comes up, and it's like he's trying to play with pulling that down again. But that's really in the break of that song. What do I got here? All right. Two things to read to you. We'll go to the PSA first. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable. Ellipses. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any one of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project, ellipses, do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I don't have a ladder. My neighbor Charlie has a bunch of them, and I go to his house, and I use his ladders when I need them for my dangerous projects. It is true. It makes a lot of sense, too. Using a ladder might seem super easy, but I think it is the thing that the ease of it lulls you to sleep. And all of a sudden, yeah, just because there's not any moving parts or whirling engines or something like that, you think that, oh, I'm going to be safe on this thing. When really, you're adding a lot of potential energy to your body by going up a ladder. And that potential energy can turn into kinetic energy the minute anything goes wrong. So please, be safe and check out that website for orthopedic information. Okay, let's see here. 12 minutes. All right. I'm going to do this. No backing. I'm going to read you Black Earth by Marianne Moore. Openly, yes. With the naturalness of a hippopotamus or an alligator, when it climbs out on the bank to experience the sun, I do these things which I do, which please no one but myself. Now I breathe and now I am submerged. The blemishes stand up and shout when the object in view was a renaissance, shall I say. The contrary, the sediment of the river which encrusts my joints makes me very gray, but I am used to it. It may remain there. Do away with it, and I am myself done away with. For the patina of circumstance can but enrich what was there to begin with. This elephant skin which I inhabit, fibered over like the shell of the coconut, this piece of black glass through which no light can filter, cut into checkers by rut upon rut of unpreventable experience, it is a manual for the peanut-tongued and the hairy-toed, black but beautiful, my black, is full of the history of power. Of power? What is powerful and what is not? My soul shall never be cut into by a wooden spear, though out childhood to the present time, the unity of life and death has been expressed by the circumference described by my trunk. Nevertheless, I perceive feats of strength to be inexplicable after all. And I am on guard. External poise. It has its center, well nurtured, we know. Where? In pride, but spiritual poise. Has its center where? My ears are sensitized to more than the sound of the wind. I see and I hear, unlike the wand-like body of which one hears so much, which was made to see and not to see, to hear and not to hear. That tree trunk without roots, accustomed to shout its own thoughts into itself like a shell, maintained intact by who knows what strange presence of the atmosphere. That spiritual brother to the coral paint, to the coral plant, absorbed into which the equitable sapphire light becomes a nebulous green. The eye of each is to the eye of each, a kind of fretful speech, which sets a limit on itself. The elephant is, black earth preceded by a tendril. It is to that phenomenon, the above formation, translucent like the atmosphere, a cortex merely, that on which darts cannot strike decisively the first time, a substance, needful as an instance, of the indestructibility of matter. It has looked at the electricity and at the earth and is still. Here, the name means thick. Will depth by depth, thick by thick skin, to one who can see no beautiful element of unreason under it. Black Earth by Marianne Moore. Few more songs for you. Stick around.
to your things like a social stance. I just want four walls and a door to be set for my girls. I don't seem like I care about the to your things like a social stance.
All right, that's going to do it for me. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. The name of this show was Fast and Loose. Stick around for the next one. It's going to be great. And thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week.